I considered myself pretty muchly hard-boiled, but when I saw little Drover stretched out there on the ground, it really ripped me. I mean, the little guy had done his best to protect the ranch. He'd stood his ground under combat conditions. And now, we all went over to him. He didn't move a muscle, not even a hair. And it was pretty clear to me that he was, well, dead. A big tear came out of my eye and rolled down my nose. I had to turn away. I couldn't stand to look anymore. Loper bent down, and there was a long silence.
His heart's still beating. He's still alive.
Oh, thank goodness.
Actually, I can't see anything wrong with him. He's got a nick on his nose and one ear's been chewed on, but other than that, he looks all right.
Let's take him into the house. I'll make him a nice little bed and try to get some warm milk down him.
Loper gathered him up in his arms, and they started down the hill. I just happened to be looking at Drover when, all at once, one eye popped open. He glanced around and closed it again. The little runt was half-stepping is what he was doing, and he wasn't about to miss out on that soft bed and warm milk. All right, maybe he fainted or something in the heat of battle. Sounds like something he'd do, but I could see that he wasn't feeling no pain. It took him 2 whole days to get over his craving for warm milk in a soft bed. And he probably could have strung out another day or two, only he peed on the carpet and got throwed out. I was down by the corrals when he came padding up.
Hi, Hank, what's going on?
I was working on another case and didn't really want to be disturbed. Hello, half-stepper. What's going on is that some of us have to work for a living so that others of us can attend to the milk drinking. He shrugged and gave me a silly grin.
I'm feeling much better now, thanks.
I'll bet.
What you working on?
I glanced over both shoulders before I answered. There's something funny going on around here, Drover. Look at these tracks. I pointed to the tracks, but he didn't look. Tracks are down here in the dirt, son. That's where you find most tracks on the ground.
Hank, tell me something. Did you really join up with the coyotes? I mean, did you really think you could live with them?
I walked a short distance away, and for a minute I didn't answer. Drover, if I tell you something, will you swear to keep it a secret? He bobbed his head. No, I mean you've got to swear an oath. He raised his right paw.
I swear an oath, Hank. My lips are sealed.
Okay, I guess I can trust you. You know what undercover work is?
Sort of.
Well, that's what I was doing. See, we weren't getting anywhere with the chicken house murders, and I figured the only way we could crack the case was for me to infiltrate the coyote tribe. It was risky. I knew there was a good chance I'd never come back alive, but it had to be done.
No fooling?
That's right. And it had to be top secret. I mean, I couldn't even let you in on it. If them coyotes had ever suspected a thing, it would have been curtains for this old dog.
Wow, weren't you scared?
No. Well, a little bit. Actually, the toughest problem was keeping the women away.
The women?
Right. Drover, you won't believe this, but they was actually fighting over me. I mean, it got embarrassing after a while. Why, one evening, these two beautiful women, I'll tell you about it some other time.